You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
It's just about fastball command as the 2-0 is socked to center field. Reynolds heading back, gives it a look. Forget about it. Third pitch of the game, Mookie Betts go long, his sixth of the year. It's 1-0 Dodgers. 2-2 is shipped to right. Betts is going to grab it. Made it look easy, but here comes Gonzalez. What a throw from Betts, and it's on the money.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
It's BetQL Daily with Joe Ostrowski on the BetQL Audio Network.
Major League Baseball, it's a Friday, so we've got a couple teams off, Ronj. It always makes you happy. I know, I saw that. I'm like, wait, there's 14 games? I can't be right. Oh, wait.
We just talked about
this. It is right. It's another. How are you giving teams off? Whatever. We have plenty of options.
Friday, when, by the way, people are allowed in buildings again.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what we're doing.
Is almost every team at 100% now or announced that they're going to be shortly?
I don't know. I know in Chicago, it's going to be 100% at Wrigley Field today, right?
Yep, correct.
And
they said they're treating it like opening day. They're treating it like opening day.
Yeah, and I know Texas was 100% on opening day, actual opening day.
And Anthony Rizzo said on the radio this morning he refuses to get vaccinated.
For a team, did they ever reach their 85% threshold?
I don't think so.
I don't think they did either.
Ross kept saying, I hope we get there, and they never got there.
For a guy who's typically very thoughtful and likable in Anthony Rizzo, this is just a huge, this is so stupid. And for a guy who's had cancer, for the love of God, I don't understand these people, and I can't, you can't talk any sense into them. It's a throw your hands up and just say, all right, whatever, you're a lost cause.
Fine.
But there's clearly a competitive disadvantage to not having to not reaching that 85% threshold, because there's so many different things you're allowed to do as a team when 85% of your traveling party is vaccinated and he refuses to help out in that. It's mind numbingly stupid, but we keep doing it, whatever. Some of these people are gone. Just forget it and move on.
But they would be at that 85%. I'm pretty sure. I'm not saying that if he got it, they'd be over 85% because I don't know about that percentage. But he's the face
leader.
He's
if
the
he
voice
does it,
of
other people
the team.
Do it. Yes. It's so stupid.
Well,
it's
there were a lot of rumors that Sogard was the guy getting people amped up not to do it.
So. And Arrieta admitted that he wasn't doing it either.
Sounds like they're not close.
I just
imagine the names we don't know about.
It is so dumb, but whatever. Just be dumb. Okay, that's your problem.
Be dumb. we do have 14 games today. So the angle that I've been hitting on a lot this week has been these teams that are great against lefties. They've been going up against a bunch of lefties, and it's weird because there are a bunch of favorites that I like, and I'm not usually that guy here. Couple dogs, but a bunch of favorites. One of the favorites that I do like, I should say lean to, because we address this anytime the White Sox are scheduled to go against the lefty. They are today in Screwball of the Detroit Tigers. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the thing. Giolito's on the bump, so you would think that makes you feel pretty good. But this year in two starts against Detroit, Giolito gave up 4 runs in each of them. In his career, he has a 4.60 FIP against Detroit. I can't explain it.
I don't know what it is either. Sometimes you just have a guy who, for whatever reason, matches up poorly against a team that's not all that good. I don't know if it is explainable. It does give me pause, but it is Giolito. He is really good, and you figure at some point he's going to figure it out against a bad team like Detroit. So I'm also with you on the lean. I wish the number was better. Yeah. As far as if we're going straight money line, I don't like, you know, the minus 162. So I'm not going to make a play on that. Not for today. I would be more inclined to go run line or something here. Maybe.
Of course, certainly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't love doing the run line, but
I don't either.
You're the road team. You're going to get nine times at the plate. It's plus 100. It's even money for the run line.
Yeah,
that's a lot of the games that I was looking at today. So Tampa, they were minus last check 167 favorites against Baltimore. There's a lot of reasons to like them. And Yarbrough has been great against Baltimore. They're hitting 193 against him, 193. They have a very low exit velocity. FIP is a bit higher, but it's a Tampa Bay Rays. You should like them against the Orioles, and they're kind of in that same range around minus 160. Maybe you could pair them as money line parlays or look at the run line, but that's another one with Aiken going for Baltimore that I was taking a look at.
Yeah, and they haven't done very well against Aiken. Granted, it's been very limited exposure. Like, I think it's less than 20 ABs, so you can't really go on that. When you're trying to assess Aiken against the Rays. But Baltimore, for whatever reason, has been really good against left-handed pitching this year. And I know Yarbrough, again, has been good against them, but at some point, maybe they figure him out. I'm not going minus 174 for Tampa today. I'm either going to stay away, or I'm going to play the dog in this one because the Orioles are at plus 159. So you're going to get value if you decide to put money on them. I might stay away from this game altogether. But if we're going straight money line, I'd be more inclined to put it on Baltimore than I would on Tampa.
Right now, the worst team in baseball is the Arizona Diamondbacks. I believe it's now seven straight losses, and they're going against Ohtani. Angels, tough to back at times. However, you look at the last number of series, they are playing much better, how people expected them to play coming out of the gates without Mike Trout. So Ohtani and the Angels, minus 133. Does that feel a little cheap? Like you're getting a bit of a discount here against Arizona?
Yeah, kind of. And even the minus 155 feels like a decent number for the first five innings for Los Angeles today. But because there's more value in the money line total for the entire game, I'd be more inclined to go that direction. Right. Just because it's not like Arizona is going to come back late. I mean, they can, you know, it's baseball, anything can happen, but if they do trail after five innings, they're probably going to lose the game. They're not a great comeback team or anything like that. So those are two options for you. I would lean toward just taking the straight out money line at minus 133. You're right. It's a pretty cheap price for a team that should easily beat Arizona today.
Let's take a look at some underdogs. It's DeGrom Day, but it's a nice pitching matchup we get in New York. Uh-huh. It's San Diego with Snell, the New York Mets with DeGrom. Tough to bet against DeGrom, but the Padres are plus 153, one of the best teams in baseball, plus 153. DeGrom's great against everyone. He's very, very good against the Mets, against this roster. They hit 247 against him. He has a 2.90 FIP. Snell against this Mets roster, similar numbers. 225 average, 2.95 FIP. Do we take a chance on the Pods?
I would. Yeah. I would hear, and here's the reason. Jacob DeGrom has been outstanding this year. He should have zero losses, but he's got two. He's 5-2. It's amazing that his record isn't 7-0 easily, and it probably should be even better than that. Because I think he's made a total of, to this point in the season, how many starts does he have? Let me go back and look. So he's got nine starts. Honestly, he probably should have won all of them. So,
yeah.
But his team doesn't really help him out enough. There's always that chance that they fail to give him run support. So the value is good. Blake Snell is not, I don't know if he's the Cy Young Blake Snell, but he's still pretty good. And the Padres are a pretty good lineup. So it wouldn't take a whole lot for them to score today to win. I mean, a couple runs might do it. 2-3 runs might be enough to get a win. And who knows, it's possible DeGrom is out of the game by six or after six innings. And then you got a bullpen that you can get to. So right. I don't think it's insane at all to do what you're talking about.
All right. This one I might have to talk you into. Another underdog I was taking a look at. I don't even fully trust it, but I think there's a few reasons to consider it.
Mm-hmm.
Rockies and Reds. The Reds are -210 favorites against the major league team. -210 favorites. So we've got Molly, very strong year, 3.32 ERA, 3.36 FIP. However, this Reds offense can't hit lefties. Can't hit lefties. They're bottom three just about every category. And this Rockies roster has hit Tyler Mahle. 333 average, 890 OPS. Problem is Freeland. His 6+ ERA, 6+ FIP. It's tough to back him, but I wouldn't be shocked if the Rockies win as +190 dogs.
And the number I'm looking at here is +183. That's still pretty good for me. I like that a lot. The thing about the Rockies is the only thing, I mean, you mentioned a couple of possible problems. They're also not especially good against right-handed pitching. So I don't know if that matters for today. And Freeland's problem, part of it could be that he plays at Coors Field a lot of times. So you're gonna have an inflated ERA when it comes to that. But the number is good as far as the money line goes.
Great American Ballpark plays like Coors sometimes.
It does. Yeah, you're right. It does. So at minimum, I think you're looking at a higher scoring game today, and the over is 9. I would take the over at -118.
That's not bad. That might be the look there. It could be a lot of runs. Sometimes these Reds home games, like they're done in the first 5 innings.
And it's hot now. It's hot in the Midwest. I mean, you're talking humidity, heat, balls traveling farther. And like you said, Great American Ballpark plays small a lot of times.
Another big favorite, but it's just something that I wanted to throw out there because I always find myself betting on the Houston Astros. You got Houston at Minnesota. Shoemaker stinks against this Astros lineup. Just terrible. 900 OPS, 640 FIP. It could be a Shoemaker fade day if at the Astros. Problem is they're -160. Maybe you want to look at the run line, which is close to even money.
Yeah, I do like the Twins at home, even though they're kind of a bad team this year. Yeah.
How about last night? Two homers off of Chapman to win it.
And that was it, right? So I think he got, he threw like 9 pitches? And then it was home run, and that was it. It was over.
Yeah, I walked it off.
Minnesota is still it's such a confounding offense because it's one of those teams that you feel like at any moment they could totally break out. It's just they've dug such a hole for themselves. They're not going to be able to climb out of it as far as winning their division or getting to the playoffs. At least I don't think so. But that offense on a nightly basis, like they could crush you, you know, like there are just going to be those nights where they do that. So if you're and I like value plays when it comes to baseball a lot. Mm-hmm. So +139, I would lean toward it. I'm not hammering it or anything, but I would think about it.
So I run this MLB Survivor pool. The majority of the pool is already out. You pick one team a week and the team you pick has to win at least 50% of the game. So I'm usually angling for someone for a team that has 6 games, you can win 3. That's doable. I already have two strikes. And I took the Dodgers this week. I finally decided to use them. That was an easy winner. It's already cashed after 3 games. So I'm looking ahead to next week. I have the Twins at the moment plugged in because they've got 3 against Seattle and 3 against Texas. They're all on the road. That's a little dicey.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's Seattle and Texas, and I'm asking you to win 3 out of 6, I'm scared.
Yeah, I.
That's the way the Twins have been this year.
Right, but then they have those moments they could put up 9 or 10.
I know.
I just don't understand that team. They shouldn't be nearly as bad as they are. By the way, did you see the Cubs Cardinals line before Kyle Hendricks was not the starter? Because originally he was supposed to start today. Cole Stewart is getting the start now.
I didn't see what it was before. That.
All right. Well, the Cardinals are an underdog at +127 now at Wrigley Field.
Yeah. Should the Cubs be -139 with Cole Stewart?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure about that. All right, we're going to get back to the NBA next. We'll get our Sixers info, how you should bet the game tonight from the one and only Spike Eskin. This is Joe Ostrowski and Chris Raji on the BetQL Audio Network.